My guest for today has joined me in the studio, Austin Willett. Good morning, Austin.
Good morning, Lee.
Nice to have you with us. You're Chief Executive of Headway Cambridgeshire, that's correct, isn't it?
That's correct, yes.
Just tell us a little bit about Headway for people who don't know the charity.
So Headway supports people with a brain injury. We work within a federated structure, so Headway Cambridgeshire is a completely independent organisation and charity with it. In its own right, and we support people across the whole of the county that have had a brain injury. Brain injury that could have been caused by a stroke, it could have been caused by a brain hemorrhage or another neurological condition, or it could be a traumatic brain injury, perhaps through a road traffic accident or a sporting injury or a fall. The effects of brain injury are manifold and they are life-changing. But one of the key things is the effects are so random. People are affected in so many different ways. For some people, they may be affected physically, perhaps loss of movement down one side. They might need to use a wheelchair. They might have slurred speech, for example. For other people, the effects might be more cognitive, perhaps loss of memory, difficulties in reasoning and perception. And for another group of people, it might be that the problems are more emotional. It might be that they suddenly suffer from severe mood swings or depression, for example. As I said, the way that it affects people is very, very varied.
But as you say, life-changing. Any of those things that you mentioned would absolutely change your job, your relationships with people, everything.
Absolutely. It affects all parts of people's lives and very much their family members too.
So how do you support people with brain injuries?
Well, we support people in as many ways as we can because we need to, because the effects are so varied. That means that we want to try and offer varied services as much as we can. So we do a lot of work with people in the community, providing them with information, support and guidance. We're able to go and see people in their own home, see an individual with a brain injury, their family members as well, talk to them a little bit more about what's happening and give them advice on the best way to cope with their brain injury. We also have two hubs, one in Fulbourne, just outside Cambridge, and one in Peterborough. And here we're able to provide specialist slow stream rehabilitation to people. And again, that takes on many forms. We have a rehabilitation gym there where people are able to work on their physical fitness, their strength and their mobility. We have other life skills classes where people are able to relearn cooking and other such activities. We have art therapy, we have gardening therapy, and we also have groups that very much help to improve people's cognitive functions as well.
Well, that's the treatment and the care that's offered now. What you've been looking at is the care that, or the way people were treated with brain injuries, what, from the middle of the 19th century?
For approximately the past 150 years.
Past 150 years. So this was a project funded by the Heritage Lottery Fund. Why did you undertake this research?
Well, we're conscious that the main focus of our work is, and of course always will be, supporting people in the now and helping them, you know, after they've had their brain injury. But what we're also conscious of is we wanted to look into more about the whole history of a brain injury and have more of an understanding of how people have been, you know, treated throughout the ages, really. And from this came together in terms of us looking at this project, which very much has three strands to it. So firstly is looking at the history of Headway Cambridgeshire, how we were founded back in 1989. Going beyond that, looking at the site of where we're based, which is the Ida Darwin site in Fulbourne. Looking at what's been happening there since that was built in the early 60s. And then beyond that, as you say, going back to the late 19th century and looking at how people with a brain injury were treated, how society has viewed people and how that's moved on and evolved over the years.
Well, let's talk about that last bit, the research. What did you find? I mean, I'm sort of wincing a little bit because I'm guessing that 150 years ago wasn't really understood and that maybe the treatment, such as it was, wasn't particularly nice.
No, it wasn't understood at all. I think in those days, if you had a brain injury, you had effectively just been cast out from society, maybe, you know, interned in an asylum, and I suppose, for want of a better expression, just left there to rot, really. There was kind of no understanding from the general public at all, you know.
And I presume that people got head injuries the same way then as they do now, perhaps not through road traffic accidents, but the same things would occur, traumas and...
Very much so, yeah. I mean, people have always had, you know, external head injuries. As you say, you know, it might not have been through a road traffic accident, but, you know, that would be caused by falls, other activities of everyday life.
So people, when they had these injuries and were sort of exhibiting, I guess, strange behaviour or ill behaviour, was there any medical treatment, or was it just, you know, out of sight, out of mind?
It was more out of sight, out of mind, certainly, yes.
Oof. So, I mean, it's quite hard when you, given the treatment that you're giving to people with brain injuries today. It must have been quite hard to read about that.
It was, but in a sense, I suppose the plus side of that is looking at how far we've developed and how far we've moved forward. And in a sense, that's what we're wanting to do through this project, is not just rest on our laurels and think, well, we've made great progress over the past 100-150 years or so, aren't we in a much better position now? But, you know, we want to keep making improvements. There's still much greater understanding in society that's required of people with a brain injury, and hopefully with this project that will help.
And what did you find out about the site, about where you're based?
Well, the site's been going for 50 years or so, and throughout that time there's been various you know, activities that have taken place on the site. It was originally, you know, a hospital there, and even now there's still, you know, things taking place there, such as the work that we do at Headway.
So it's always been a kind of land that's been used for caring, if you like, for rehabilitation.
Yeah.
And this research itself was done by brain injured people.
Yes, yeah, so that was incredibly important to us when we established this project. We've obviously had a couple of staff members supporting the research group, but we really, really wanted it to be client-led. A lot of the work that we do at Headway Cambridgeshire, the clients do have full involvement with that. And it was really important to us in this project to showcase the capabilities of clients with a brain injury, to get them to lead on the research aspects of it, to get them to be responsible for a lot of the outcomes of the project.
So what do you do now with this research? You're going to do this presentation on Wednesday evening. Let's give a little shout out for that. That's from 6 to 8pm at the Parkside Community College, and that's open to everyone.
So we've got, as you say, we've got the exhibition this Wednesday evening, and then after that we'll be doing a little bit of a mini tour of it around the libraries across Cambridge over the next couple of months or so. One part of the exhibition is a digital timeline that we've created, so that will be available via our website and online for people to view that. And we really just hope that this contributes to a much greater understanding that general society has of people with a brain injury.
And what next for the charity? What events have you got coming up this year?
So we've got a number of things on this year. We're doing a whole series of running events with a local organisation called Hoo Ha. So we've got those sponsored 10Ks and a sponsored half marathon later in the year. So we're really hoping that people will get behind us for that, perhaps run the event to raise funds on our behalf, or also support us by being a volunteer for the day, because that's very important for us. So that's the main thing we'll be focusing on this year.
And you've got a friend of the show working for you now, haven't you? Gavin Chappell-Bates, who's been on this programme many times to talk about his music.
Yeah.
When I emailed you about this, I got an email back from Gavin. What are you doing?
So Gavin's recently joined us. He'll be working on our fundraising side, and we're very happy to have him on board.
And if people want to know more about your work, it's headway-cams, which is cambs.org.uk.
That's right, yes.
And people can just turn up. Let's just once again say it's this Wednesday evening, 6 to 8pm at Parkside Community College.
Yes, and we hope as many people possible will come along to that. There's a lot that we'll be doing on Wednesday evening. We have a general exhibition showcasing our work. There'll also be a talk that the research group will be doing. And they'll be talking about the process of how they went about that research and their circumstances as well. We'll be showing a film of the research group, how they've worked on that over the past year or so. And we'll also be demonstrating the digital timeline.
It sounds fascinating. Well, good luck for that, and good
Thank
luck
you.
For the charity work generally. Nice to talk to you again, Austin.
You too. Thanks, Lee.